Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's wake up.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
It's just a great way to start a day.
On Mix 94.1.
Are you ready for this?
I am so ready. Who's ready for hockey season, first of all? Is everyone excited for the Golden Knights to come back? We are, and we are super excited to talk about their fan fest that is happening. We've got some details on that, and we're going to get those details straight from one of the players. You know him as number two on the Vegas Golden Knights. He is such a great role model. He's adorable. We've never had him on the show before. Are we ready, Steph? Is he ready to go, or do we need to stall for a couple more seconds?
He said 10 more seconds.
So 10 more seconds.
Yes.
Ooh. 10, 9, 8.
This is the countdown, but the first preseason game is happening September 26th, and then the first regular season game, October 12th. Football starts up this week. Hockey's right around the corner. It's an exciting time here in Las Vegas.
And VGK Fan Fest is actually happening next Thursday. That's September 16th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's happening at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Open to the public. They're going to have all sorts of games, events, family-friendly activations, and a Q&A session with people on stage. And this guy will likely be a part of that. Zach Whitecloud, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah.
We are good. First of all, welcome to the show. This is your first time on. So excited. We love you as part of this Golden Knights team. How was it for you just coming on to the Golden Knights? What was your experience and how much do you love it?
Well, first of all, thanks, for having me on. I appreciate it very much. My experience is with Vegas so far. You know, Vegas is home for me, and obviously the city, and you know, our fans, the people of the city, it all feels like home. So the city, every single night when we go play at T-Mobile, makes us feel at home, and they come out and support us every night, and we feel that support every single night, and it's the best place to play in the league.
No, be honest. You're from Manitoba, right? Manitoba, Canada?
I am. Yeah.
And you find out, okay, I'm going to Vegas. At first were you like, oh boy, like Las Vegas, oh my gosh. Or had you already talked to some of the guys here? Like, what was your whole thought on that?
It was kind of funny how the process worked out because I was a college free agent, so I was going through my process of deciding where I wanted to sign. And growing up, my dad had always went to Vegas. My mom had always went to Vegas. But my mom had never let me go up until, I was probably 19 or 20 when I finally made my decision on where to sign. And, I phoned my mom as soon as I had made my decision to my agents. And I phoned her and I told her I was going to Las Vegas. And she kind of laughed because it was quite ironic that, the one place she never let me go as a kid is the one place I end up. So it's kind of funny how all those things work out. But that moment that I got to tell my parents where I was going to play and who I was going to play for, was the happiest moment of my life. And, I'm sure it's up there on theirs too. So, but no, Vegas for me, you know, deciding to come here and be a part of this organization, be a part of the city, but more importantly, to be a part of the culture that Las Vegas, you know, has. You know, that's a place that I, you know, I saw that I could fit in, where my personality fit in, what kind of person I was. And, you know, every single day, I just want to make sure that I do my best to help this team, you know, take that next step and move forward in a positive direction every day. So
we're excited. The preseason is going to start in a couple of weeks, the regular season a week or so after that. So what has the off season been like for you? What's been the highlight of the off season for you?
You know, it's been a good, you know, a good summer. Obviously, you know, we came up short last year, so you know, the summer is a quick turnaround. So you know, you're trying to mix in, you know, the training aspect, skating, and getting better. But you also want to make sure you're resting and making sure that you're ready to go. Obviously, we have a full 82 game schedule coming up this year, so it's going to be busy. And you know, we're looking forward to it too. You know, I've been ready to get going for a while now, and obviously, like you said, preseason's coming up, so you know, it's a chance to get in those games and start playing with the guys again, and you know, get rolling on a good foot for the regular season. So you know, obviously, summers go by quicker and quicker as I think as you get older, and you know, I can say the same. And you know, the highlight for me is, you know, seeing some of my good friends on the team get married. So yeah, I was able to go to a few of those weddings and experience that and you know, see my buddies take the next step in their life too. So
yeah, Mark Stone, he just got married. That was really cool to see. I know there's some other upcoming weddings. As far as the guys on the team go, Zach, when you came on, who was there any one or two particular guys that really kind of took you under their wings, like kind of showed you the ropes, that were there for you if you had any questions, anything like that?
Yeah, honestly, I think, you know, I could probably list every guy off in that room. You know, I think, you know, if you ask a lot of guys, they'll probably respond to, you know, it's a family, it's a brotherhood in our room too. So, and, you know, we don't take that lightly. You know, we're a very close team. Everyone looks after each other. You know, everyone treats each other like family. So, you know, for me, when I kind of came in, you know, three guys that really, you know, helped me figure out the NHL game, how to be a pro at the rink and away from the rink, were Nate Schmidt, Ryan Reeves, and Nick Holden. And then obviously, you know, the more you move throughout your time on a team, you obviously, you know, become close with everyone on the team. So, no, but those were guys that, you know, helped me kind of, you know, get my feet and find my way a little bit and figure out the game. And honestly, just how to figure out to be a consummate pro every single day. So those were guys that, you know, helped me take strides in my career.
Not to bring up like the pink elephant in the room, but what was your reaction to Fleury getting traded?
Yeah, it was obviously a sad day. You never want to see your friends, your brothers leave your team, obviously. So, no, it was a sad day. And, you know, obviously it's tough to talk about, right? Because it's your friends that you're saying, you know, not forever goodbye to, but it's kind of a see you later too. So, you know, that's part of the business too. That's part of the business side of hockey. And, you know, sometimes you're going to see friends leave you know, that's the unfortunate side of it.
Well, and you know, like, you will see them again. You mentioned Nate Schmidt and Ryan Reeves, and like they're forever coming back here. I saw you guys playing at Battle for Vegas, and that was fun. And so you're right, you're always going to be tied together. So that's really cool about this family. It's like once you're part of it, you're forever part of it.
Absolutely. You know, the hockey world is a very small world. And I think every guy that you ask that's been involved with the game will say that. You know, obviously, I talk to those guys, you know, all the time, and you know, they're my friends forever. And you know, obviously, now that we're on different teams, it doesn't change, you know, how you treat them or you know, how you communicate and stuff like that. Obviously, you're not going to the rink every day and you know, going to battle with them every night, but You know, they're still your friends, and you know, we've shared some memories together too, obviously playing hockey. And you know, obviously, just because I'm friends with Rio doesn't mean he's not going to put me through the glass. So,
that's what I'm worried about. But you can, I mean, you can hold your own, Zach. You can take a Revo hit.
He's an old man. You can take him out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we'll see. That's a big body coming at you.
Do you play video games? Because I saw the preview for that new NHL 22 video game that's coming out. It looks so realistic. So do you play video games? Do you know if you're going to be on that game? And if you are going to be on the game, do you play as yourself when you play video games?
No, I do have an Xbox, but I kind of quit when I went into college, and I never really truly picked it back up. The only time that I kind of got back to it was when we went to the bubble in Edmonton, just because you had so much time on your hands in a confined space. So, you know, I had to kind of kill time, and that was one of the easier ways, was to, you know, play video games and stuff like that. And, but no, if I were to play, what I used to play was mainly, NHL and Call of Duty and those sorts of things, but, not so much a video guy game anymore, more of a shows and relax and kind of hang out with the dogs type of guy. So
are you still watching The Bachelor?
No, I kind of got off of it. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I kind of got away from it. I'm on Yellowstone right now, so I'm going through that.
Oh, that's a great one. Now, Zach, we all know that you hockey players are so superstitious. Do you have a pregame superstition or an on-ice superstition or something that you have to do every time?
No on-ice superstitions. I'm pretty pretty easygoing in terms of that. No, I have my same routine that I do before the game. Obviously, just like everyone in the world, you know, you're going to have your off days. You're going to be tired some days. And, you know, going through that warm-up, you may not feel 100% doing it or have the energy for it. You know, but for me, that's probably, if I do have a superstition, I wouldn't tag it as a superstition, but that would probably be it, is making sure I get through that warm up and making sure that I do everything that I normally do and kind of get my body in the right place. And more importantly, get my mind in the right place, especially if you're tired too. So, you know, that's probably something for me that's important for my game. As far as on the ice, you know, I just go out and play. You know, it's a game, and go and have fun with it. And, you know, you got to be, you know, ready to go at all times.
What's a song that reminds you of being in high school?
Being in high school. Ooh. Oh, man. Probably Darius Rucker's Wagon Wheel.
Oh, man, I don't know if we have that. Really? I know. You never. It's so interesting to hear when you guys answer these questions, because I'm always thrown off by the music. That's a great song.
Hold on. I think, is this the song you're talking about right here?
It's
so funny. That was your jam.
I think that kind of came out around when I was in high school, if I remember correctly, but I think I can remember driving around in my 02 Dodge Dakota singing that song.
I love it. Is that your game workout or warm-up song? What hypes you up? Is it Wagon Wheel? We're going to start playing that when you come out on the ice. We got to let them know.
No, I mean, honestly, it was one of those songs, you know, during, I think, I'm pretty sure it was high school. I'm not too sure if you guys can check when that came out, but it was just one of those songs that, like, kind of hit the charts, and I'm pretty sure it was at number one for quite a while because it was just so catchy and so good.
2013.
I don't know, it was good.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that was high school. That was a long
time. Zach, my wife was friends with your girlfriend, and they used to ride horses together here in Las Vegas. And we were at a horse show in California together. And she needed a ride home. So we gave her a ride home. And there's a big age difference between myself and you, and so obviously you and your girlfriend. But I remember driving home from California and playing my music, and she was in the back seat of our car, like, "What is this stuff this guy is playing? What is this music he's playing?" It's funny seeing the musical age difference between people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Maddie still, you know, says the same things about the music I play. So, yeah, she's pretty funny. She likes a certain type of music, and she's not afraid to say what she means. So, but yeah, there is a you know, obviously a difference in music between generations for sure. But I grew up, you know, on the farm with my grandma and you know, worked on a farm throughout junior. So, you know, kind of those old country tunes, the classical music is kind of right in my wheelhouse. That's what I like. So, you know, I appreciate that music. And, you know, I appreciate the old hip-hop stuff too. And, you know, I love listening to that. And, you know, I love all that stuff.
Well, we love you, Zach. And we love that you took the time to come on the show. And we just were really excited to get to know you better and have our listeners talk to you. And just so many comments about how much you are loved in this community, how much your representation and you speaking out for the Native American community is appreciated. And you just, you're so great. Thank you for taking the time to come on the show. And good luck. You guys are going to be at VGK Fan Fest next Thursday. I know you're doing a pool party at the ballpark on September 14th. Yep. And, you know, you're going to be on the ice taking shots from Revo and knocking him down, right?
We'll see. We'll see what side of the ice I end up on that one. But, no, thank you. In all seriousness, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity. Obviously, like you said, you've heard that Vegas loves me, but you know, I love Vegas. It's home, and I love playing in front of Vegas and our huge fan base that spreads all over the world. And you know, there's nothing better than playing hockey in Vegas and living in Vegas. So,
well, don't,
thanks again for having me on.
Don't be a stranger. You know, we're good luck for the players. Every time like Revo or Schmitty or any of the other guys came on the show, something good would happen to them in the game. So just keep that in mind. You can come on anytime you want.
All right. I'll
be Bye, Zach. Thank
That's
you
awesome.
So much. Zach Whitecloud, Vegas Golden Knights. Super great guy. Wow. I'm so happy we got a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, and that VGK Fan Fest next Thursday, September 16th, starts at 5:30. We'll have all the information up on our website, but lots of great stuff coming up with our Vegas Golden Knights and that first preseason game, September 26th versus San Jose.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.